We'll conclude Hap's unpluggedness in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, with this Rain Report. Rain is celebrating its 25th year here in 2015. Its founder and continuing producer is Hap Holly, KC9RP. Hap gave a rare presentation August 7th for the Hamfesters Radio Club in the southern Chicago suburb of Crestwood, Illinois. In our first excerpt from his talk, he covered his ham radio roots leading up to 1980. We now bring you the conclusion of his presentation.
Have you ever had a point in your life where you liked an album a lot, or liked an artist, or a writer, or a band, or something you heard on the radio? And boy, you really wanted to find out more about it. Well, in those days, we didn't have Google or Twitter or Facebook, so it was a lot harder. In the early 1980s, I used to love to listen to Westlink Radio, the forerunner of Newsline, amateur radio Newsline to be technical. And I used to love to listen to it every Monday night on the Echo repeater, which is on 145.27. Well, with me, I loved this information. I was kind of an information junkie and never knew it until the early 80s. And I was just eating this stuff up every Monday night for Newsline. By 84, I really got the bug to be a net control for some net. And I joined the BEAR, the Broadcast Employees Amateur Repeater, which had a repeater in those days on 145.15. Weren't any broadcasters on it, but it was called the Broadcast Employees Amateur Repeater. We started the net on it in June of 84. And by that summer, I thought, I really want to do something more for this net. So I started getting radio clubs to call in and leave announcements on a voicemail. Well, it was a voicemail. It was a cassette machine in those days. Panasonic made great cassette answer machines. And people started to do that. And then I would take those off and put them on open reel. Anybody remember open reel tapes? You know, the big brown one?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, it was really pretty cool. And then come that time, I would have this stuff all lined up, and I'd have some notes myself in Braille, of course. It was a live net versus a dead one, I suppose. It became kind of more automated later on, like in 86, to where I prepared it all ahead of time. Not only was it unusual that we had a lot of information, usually 45 minutes worth, including Newsline, which in those days was 10, 12 minutes, not 25 or 30. I also had some other features like a 90-second sound off. At the end of the net, we put the timer to 90 seconds, and you got to spout off about whatever you wanted to, as long as it related to ham radio. By 1987, I started to think, this is neat stuff, but I want to do some more for the national, or at least the regional audience. So I started putting this stuff together on a phone line with a separate Panasonic answering machine, and people would call it and put it on their nets, what have you. By 1990, yes, ladies and gentlemen, you knew I would eventually get to this point. God, how long have I been up here? By 1990, the Rain Report, oh, you may wonder, what the hell does Rain have to do with ham radio? Well, here's one of my few, only one of two of my ham radio regrets. The name Rain was an acronym for Radio Amateur Information Network. Okay. Does anyone remember Glenn Baxter, K1MAN? I'm sorry, I have to ruin your appetite for the ruin of mine. I was an ally of his early on, 89 and 90. He came up, by the way, with the acronym RAIN, which, if you mix it around, is IARN. the International Amateur Radio Network, the so-called organization he had.
You're listening to a rare talk given by RAIN founder and continuing producer Hap Holly, KC9RP. We'll wrap up his thoughts about the RAIN Report in a moment. This is the RAIN Report, available anytime on therainreport.com, via Twitter, hashtag TheRainReport, and via iTunes.
You're listening to The RAIN Report from www.therainreport.com.
By about 1991, I realized I can't do this anymore. I can't be an ally of yours. I don't even want to talk to you anymore. You're just an egomaniac. And he was. The world revolved around him. He was certain that the ARRL and the FCC were out to get him. Well, the FCC was, and they finally did not renew his license, I think a year or two ago. But he ran my RAIN reports, even though I didn't want him to, all through the 90s. That was a cross I had to bear for having been an ally of his just for a couple of years. That's where RAIN came from. In 1996, the RAIN report went on the internet. And it was awful audio. Audio was something called true speech. It was truly bad audio. But it was all that was available at the time. It was RainReport.com until 2006, when my former web guy and I changed direction. He wanted to have exclusive rights, if you will, to RAIN Report audio. And I said, you're not going to make any money on this. It's just not going to work. One of my mentors was Bill Pasternak, who recently passed on. He was one of the co-founders of Newsline and Westlake Radio. And his attitude, which I took on in 2006, was these newscasts, this is like Bill talking, these newscasts are like my children. Once I write them, once they're aired, I want them to do some good. He, early on, did not limit the distribution of Newsline. So in 2006, I said, you know what? I'm not going to either. So now, you can go on therainreport.com and you can download the programs, you can listen to them, play them in a radio club meeting. Ooh, there's an idea for you. That will put everybody to sleep. But that's where that is. And I've always told myself, you know what? I'm going to keep producing the RAIN Report until it's not fun anymore. Well, it's somehow still fun. The RAIN Report started out on Open Reel, then it went to Minidisc, and finally went to digital. In 1999, I took a 14-week class in downtown Chicago in a place called iTree Wood. Yeah, oh, that's right. They changed names. It was so popular. Illinois Center of Rehabilitation and Education. But you know what? As much as the real downer that it was for folks with disabilities, primarily blind and visually impaired, I think, in those days anyway, I found it really revealing to me that I had had so many opportunities growing up to do so many things that these folks never would or had never had in the past because of the environment they grew up in, the community, the family structure, or lack thereof. But I learned in that 14 weeks how to use Windows, geez, what was it, 98 in those days, with JAWS, probably the most well-known screen reader program. I vowed that by 2002 that I would be good enough to be able to do all my editing and all my recording of the RAIN report on the computer. Well, it took a year longer. It was 2003. But it's fun. I love to do it. I get ideas from folks like you. I get a lot of audio from the Dayton Hamvention, where I record the four forum rooms every year, 8 hours of forums on Friday, 8 more on Saturday, and 4 on Sunday morning. Of course, I record all the forums, and I spend the next year cataloging them and wondering, geez, what did I waste my time on that thing for? Some of the forums are really good, and some of them are really bad. You know why they're really bad? Because the speakers concentrate so much on the visual aspect of their talks that the audio or the oral aspect of it suffers so badly I can't even use the presentation. Sometimes I can work around it, you know, and I make reference to, well, now this slide here on the left, you'll see Walter Cronkite jumping off the Empire State Building. Well, if I leave that out, if it doesn't leave a big question mark in the listener, oh, wait a minute, gee, you skipped something here. It's a real judgment call.
And that concludes our two excerpts from the August 7th, 2015 presentation by RAIN founder and producer Hap Holly, KC9RP. Hap spoke before the Hamfesters Radio Club meeting in Crestwood, Illinois. Both parts of this talk will remain on the RAIN archive page ad infinitum, or close to it anyway. The RAIN Report is copyright 1990-2015 RAIN, all rights reserved. Now, for everyone connected with this podcast, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, bidding you a very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network. Accessible anytime on therainreport.com, on Twitter, hashtag TheRainReport, and via iTunes.